This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jacob, what's happening? 916-349-1320. What's happening, Jacob?
Hey, guys. What are your guys' thoughts on the Kings actually doing a proper rebuild? It seems like they're always trying to do things on the fly and add a piece here and there, not actually tear the core down, aside from maybe Boogie. I was thinking maybe this is going to – a lot of people aren't going to agree with this, but like a Sam Hinkie, trust the process style rebuild and just accumulate draft picks and hope, you know, one hit. Just want to know what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like, right out the gate, I hate that line of thinking, mm-hmm. but – I'll point out that line of thinking is going to start getting talked about a lot here because it feels like this is going nowhere.
Hey, man, I'm with you. I'm not really big on the tanking. Not really big on that. But at this point, do what you do, whatever. Just get these guys wet. Like, this ain't working.
I want to point one thing out. He mentioned Sam Hinkie and the 76ers thing. I'd like to point out for those who are unaware. The 76ers failed on many of those draft picks that they tanked for. Mm-hmm. They essentially landed on one, I guess two, but one of them isn't playing, and they still haven't won a championship. Mm-hmm. Another big difference between Philadelphia, and by the way, if anybody wants to name like what team like tanking has worked for, like let me know, because Minnesota can't get right. Mm. Golden State never tanked. San Antonio didn't, like, just let me know. Like, who's tanked and it's worked for? I'm just curious. How's Detroit doing? Did they tank? Because they ain't doing well. Just curious who it's worked for. Cleveland landed LeBron James. That's a little bit different. But when the 76ers hit the reset, when the 76ers threw the controller and hit the reset button, yeah, they were coming out of playoff runs. The Kings are about to set the record for longest streak in NBA history of missing the postseason. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about, and again, I hate the term rebuild and refuse to use it, but you're talking about tearing everything down. You're talking about starting over. All right, start over. So what does that look like? Are we moving players for picks? We're getting what's my man's name in Oklahoma City.
SGA or Presti?
No, Sam Presti. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're getting Presti on the phone looking to give away some of his draft capital? Is that what we're doing? So are we talking about like a five-year plan? Or you want us to be dumb enough, like the people were in the past, that when they trade De'Aaron Fox, we come on the radio and go, guys, you got to be patient. It's year one. It's year one, guys. You got to be patient. Just buckle in. I know it's been 16, but no. Get the men in black joint, hold it in front of your face, and hit the light. And then just pretend it's year one. You really getting ready to buckle down with your fan base after what you saw last night for 20 years of this? Man.
So my playing devil's advocate to that is, it's already going down that road.
It may very well be, but maybe there's a fine line between... So this is what I was going to say before you posed the question about De'Aaron and Rashawn Holmes. Because you talked about this isn't working. Mm-hmm. And you're 100% right. We all know it. This isn't working. There's more than enough evidence there to support this. And it's like, okay, we've got to tear this down. We've got to start. We've got to figure out what to do. Okay, what does that mean? Does it mean you trade De'Aaron and Buddy and Harrison all at the same time? Or do you move Buddy, see what that nets, and see how that works with De'Aaron? Do you move? You have to move Buddy. That's not a conversation. Mm-hmm. Everything else is we could have a debate about. Right. Buddy, there is no debate. He has to go. Mm-hmm. So do you go like, all right, so-and-so was offering us a starter and a role player, like right now for Harrison Barnes. Do you got De'Aaron. Do you bring that back and go, okay, let's see if we can get this to work? We moved on from Buddy because you have to. You netted whatever you're going to net back for him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to make it work with De'Aaron, or do you move De'Aaron first and then try to make it work with whoever comes back there?
To your question, when you say move De'Aaron first, Buddy's already gone.
But Buddy's got to go. Like, there's not even a conversation about Buddy.
We're having this conversation assuming he's gone.
He's gone.
And say you got a rotational guy and a pick for Buddy. That's what you got.
Fine.
So then you ask, like, do you work on Harrison Barnes or do you work on Fox first? That's the question, right?
Yes. Yes.
Part of me says you work on De'Aaron Fox. Part of me says that. I'm not sold on that. But like you move Harrison Barnes, like you don't have any type of wing. You know, you still kind of have the same problem of
as
Halliburton
evidenced
Mitchell,
by last night.
Yeah. Right. Halliburton, Mitchell, and Fox. Like if you move Harrison. Mm-hmm. If you move De'Aaron, you may get a wing in return, like a two guard. Tyrese goes to your point guard, and maybe that balances out a little bit better.
Do we do the scenario? And I can't remember. You used a team, and I can't remember who it was. I don't remember if it was
Denver.
Boston or who it was. Maybe it was Denver, but like you call the GM. Hey, what would it take to land? We were talking about Jaylen Brown
in
this situation.
Brown, yeah. I said go to anybody.
And you wait to see if they ask for De'Aaron, and then you pursue the conversation rather than floating it out there to Woj or Shams or whoever you're working with here that you're interested in moving De'Aaron Fox.
Yep, that's what I'd be doing today.
And that's the thing for Monty. Like, nothing in when you've got a team that this is this bad, nothing's off the table. There is no, oh, we're building around. Nope, it ain't there. There ain't no centerpiece anymore.
Mm-mm.
Monty's got a job to keep, and right now he's for someone who's a year into it, a year and some change into it, his ground is already a bit shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't think there's any circumstance in which he gets fired this offseason, none at all. But he's got to start fixing this. I told you with me at least, he took a big L, a big strike by keeping Luke Walton. To me, that was a mistake. The mistake got compounded by the fact that you fired him 18 games into the season or 17 games into the season or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
which goes to show you perhaps. I guess that's where you really got to be concerned if you're a Kings fan, is Monty clearly thought this roster was good enough. Because the only time I think Monty's done a handful of press conferences in his time as the general manager, the only time he really ever spoke with his chest was when he decided to bring back Luke Walton and said that Luke is going to be the guy who leads us to the postseason. He's going to be the guy who breaks. They said that was the only time I feel like Monty has ever said, okay, that's what we need to hear. Expectations are clear. That means, at least to me, Monty thought he did his job.
I think he did too.
Mo Harkless and Terrence Davis and those guys, like he thought he did his part. Now it was up to Luke to do his.
Look, I'll take the L with him because I thought he did too. When his job was to get into the post, to the play-in, to not be the worst one of the worst five teams in the Western Conference, like the bar was on the ground. That was a broom laying on the ground. Like that wasn't anything. Unicornish.
Yeah.
Right.
I just looked at the clock, partner. Sorry. We're gonna step out. We're gonna come back. Jay, I see you on hold. We're gonna get right to you. If you want to get in on the phone lines, you definitely can. 916-349-1320. James Ham's gonna join us. I James has got a lot to say. He'll be with us as well as D'Lo and Casey here on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey, the home for the best Kings talk on ESPN 1320.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.